A young woman who was the first reported coronavirus case in Kenya says she's recovered. By Kenya's official statistics, fewer than 100 people have contracted the disease there. Only one person has died. Still, countries across Africa are taking drastic action to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The World Health Organization is calling on countries to protect the poorest communities. But in a place like Kenya, some worry that government policies are causing more harm than the pandemic itself. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
On a typical day, residents in the Nairobi neighborhood of Kariobangi wake up before dawn. It's a low-income area, meaning most homes don't have running water, and families often share a single room. After getting their children ready for school, they board crowded buses to go to work in other parts of the city. But these days, many people don't have jobs to go to.
They are being laid off. Some are going for without pay. Some have deducted.
Deducted pay, says Stefano Otieno. He's a human rights defender at the Kariobangi Social Justice Center. He's been going door to door to educate his community about how to protect themselves from coronavirus. But Otieno says their biggest concern is about losing their jobs and putting food on the table. Most people in the neighborhood are casual day laborers, like food vendors or security guards. These are the people being hurt first in the coronavirus outbreak. So far, the government has imposed a countrywide curfew, and unfortunately for those who still have jobs, there's an order for public vehicles, called matatus, to operate at 60% capacity.
The matatu, they hike the prices of the fare. For example, if you are going from Kariobangi to town, you are being charged double price.
So now it's both pricey and difficult for people to get to and from work and home. Otieno says people in communities like his are trying their best to follow the new rules. He's noticed fewer people are having large gatherings and that more shops are putting out soap and water for people to wash their hands. But in Kariobangi, easy access to water is a privilege not everyone can afford. In fact, the local government already rations water in poor areas.
From Monday to Tuesday, there's water, but from Wednesday to Sunday, they usually close the water.
Otieno's organization is appealing to local officials to keep the water on every day of the week and to address other issues like unemployment. But so far, poor communities have seen the opposite of relief. Videos circulating online show Kenyan police beating people who have violated the national curfew, which went into effect on Friday. Activists are saying the use of excessive force may have led to the death of several people, including a 13-year-old boy. They're calling on the government to help poor communities during this time of crisis instead of punishing them. Daniel Wanaina works for an organization called Ghetto Foundation in Mathare, a slum in Nairobi.
We'd also appeal to the Kenyan government to come to the rescue of Mathare people by offering water, food and medicine to the people to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
Until that happens, relief for poor communities will continue to fall on activists like Wanaina, who is working to help some of the most vulnerable people in the Kenyan capital.
Ghetto Foundation is fundraising to help the sick and the elderly in Mathare buy food and medicine due to the effect brought about by the corona pandemic.
So far, Wanaina says the Ghetto Foundation has managed to provide emergency financial aid, about $20 each, to more than 100 families. But that's just a start. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.